The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a magical Monday edition, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. I've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. He is Ben Wickler. He is the Democratic Party chair. Ben, welcome back. Happy New Year, man. Wait. Hold on, Ben. Hold on. There you are. Bring him up.
Thank you. It's good to be back and back loud and clear. This is going to be a year to remember. So I'm so glad to kick it off with the Devils. And man, we have a fight on our hands for the future of democracy. And Wisconsin is once again ground zero. So there couldn't be a better moment to have this conversation.
Well, Ben, your buddy and mine, Ron Johnson, chose Sunday morning as the perfect day to tweet out his reelection plans. And he was on this program like 6 years ago, and he said, you know, I'm two and done. The wife will only let me run twice. Well, somehow he dismissed his prior notion with Maria Bartiromo yesterday morning. You know, he's got to run again. He's got to break his word because he's a truth teller, Ben.
Uh-huh. You know, it's interesting. Maybe his wife had thought being a U.S. senator wasn't the most lucrative way to spend his time. But then, after he got elected in 2016, he insisted on a special tax break for owners of the specific type of corporate entity that he happens to own. Now, he hasn't told us the truth of how much money he personally got from the tax loophole that he insisted on adding to the Trump tax giveaway, but it's probably millions of dollars. It was certainly hundreds of millions of dollars for his three biggest campaign contributors, who got more than 10-to-1 returns in the first year on this tax break that he carved out at their behest. So, you know, it turns out if you're willing to line your own pockets, you can make a lot of money in the U.S. Senate if you're someone like Ron Johnson.
Ben, if you check the archives, Ron Johnson came on our show immediately after. He was the lone obstructionist Republican. He was the no on the top, Trump tax cuts until he got what he wanted. And what he wanted was a 15% reduction in the tax breaks on designated S corporations. And Ron came down to my Milwaukee studios, Ben, and he was proud. He said, Crudy, I did it for guys like you and me. But he didn't mention the Ulines or the Widow Hendricks, but they're the ones that benefited like $200 million. I might have saved a couple grand, Ben. It's hard to tell when you're losing that kind of money. But Ron A. also made the point that he was a designated S corporation. So setting aside any garnered benefit of hundreds of millions of dollars to specific donors, Ron self-enriched through this specific action and was proud to tell me all about it, Ben.
That to me is the most explosive thing in this race. And you'll notice he might have been proud to talk about it then. He does not talk about it today. He is happy to, you know, own the libs and trigger the left and what have you by spouting COVID-19 disinformation and whitewashing the January 6th insurrection. But he doesn't talk about how much he personally made by insisting on this giant tax break. And it's the thing that people hate about politics. When you get politicians who are literally self-serving in public office, who are manipulating laws to benefit themselves and their mega campaign contributors instead of serving the public. So this guy, you know, on top of being just on the extreme fringe on every issue you care to name, he is also just fleecing his voters and all of us. And that just drives me up the wall. It's one reason why he has to lose in November.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler. And Ron Johnson, the senior senator from the state of Wisconsin, has broken his word and announced he's running for a third term. And no shocker, I think we all expected this. But somewhere more than a year ago, September of 2020 is about the last time Ron came on the show. Johnson came on the show. And somewhere along the line, he took a hard right turn. And once upon a time, you know, I could find common ground. At least I could be cordial to the guy. And there's no common ground anymore. He has gone full Trumpster. And I think this is beyond strategery in some way, shape, or form, Ben. I think that he thinks this is where his party resides.
I think that's exactly right. And to me, the most telling thing is this interview, this conversation that he had with the former Republican chair of Brown County, the home of Green Bay, where the former chair of Brown County wrote an article in the Bulwark about the conversation. It was after the November 2020 elections. It was when Johnson was spouting all this election integrity conspiracy theory crap. And the chair of Brown County talked to him, and he conceded that he knew that Biden had won the state. But he said, look at all these voters. I'm sticking up for them. Look at all these people who turned out for Trump. Trump had broken Ron Johnson's record in the Republican turnout in the state of Wisconsin. And he was just obsessed with how do I get those voters to support me? And I think he just threw everything to the side, is willing to say absolutely anything to hold on to power. And that's what we're seeing play out. It's kind of repellent. It's also literally deadly because he's spreading disinformation that is costing people's lives. But it's his way of being able to hold on to this position of power where he can do things like passing that giant tax cut for himself. It does seem to connect to some kind of really core drive to hold on to this seat of power in our government. And it seems like a incredibly cynical strategy to maybe it's stuff he thought before, but he knew he shouldn't say in public. Now he thinks he should let it all fly because as long as he's pissing off the right people, he's making other people excited.
But Ben, I think this aversion to vaccinations, this effort to basically, you know, oppose mask mandates and declare freedom at every turn, well, really effectively what they're doing is they're opposing the Biden agenda. And as you point out, they're doing so, they're sacrificing their own constituents because I don't know it, but I bet you Ron got a vaccination shot somewhere along the line. And I suspect it's his and Republican and Trump believers that refuse to do the scientific thing. They don't want to get the vaccination. They don't want the chip or whatever it is that they fear. But mostly Republicans, by taking this point of view, they're slowing down the economy and they're killing people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is so gross. It's what we saw Mitch McConnell do. He said his number one goal was to make Barack Obama a one-term president. This is Ron Johnson just doing everything he can to slam on the brakes of, you know, an economy that's roaring and a country that's trying to get back on its feet after the Trump years. And if the more he can sabotage the country, the more he can blame Biden for it and try to build a Republican wave, which is what he rode in on the last two election cycles. It's profoundly disappointing to see somebody who has that kind of public megaphone throw the lives of his own supporters to the winds in this kind of way. But it's part and parcel with what he's doing on climate change, frankly, which, you know, my kids are going to grow up in a world that is profoundly unlike the world that I grew up in, Wisconsin, that has winters very unlike the winters that I grew up in, because some of the most powerful people in the country, like Ron Johnson, are siding with, you know, giant oil companies instead of trying to think about how we actually make this world keep working for people in Wisconsin and all over the place. It's a deep, deep kind of cynicism. And, you know, it doesn't seem like there's any guardrails with where he's willing to go. You have to ask what's at the core of it. And it seems like for Ron Johnson, the core of it is Ron Johnson. You know, his narrative of this election is that it's all about him. He's the savior. He's the truth teller. He's the guy. And then when he's in office, he's doing things that again, help Ron Johnson. It's not about any of us. And the most fundamental duty of someone that you elect is to serve the public. It seems like he's serving himself.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. There are lots of Democrats lining up to oppose Ron Johnson. We've got, I believe, 11 in the race. They've kind of, you know, some are rising to the top either through personal resources or name recognition. We got a lot of them booked. Sarah Godlewski was on January 6th. We got Mandela Barnes tomorrow, Peter Pekarsky on Thursday, Tom Nelson on Friday, and hopefully Alex Lazary and others filling in slots in the very short run. But it's going to be a difficult primary, and these Democrats have to differentiate and prove that they're the best alternative to Ron Johnson. But then, Ben, it's going to be a sprint. And I'm concerned about the brevity of time from the summer primary to the fall midterms. And how does that nominee, is it the Democratic Party job to get the word out? How do we raise up that nominee, whoever he or she is?
So this is the essential core problem that we have to solve for. And the good news is that we've solved for it before. We had 16 people run against Scott Walker, and we won the governorship. We had 26 people run against Donald Trump. We won the presidency. But the key thing, which we did in those two elections and we have to do now, is not wait until we have a nominee to do the hard work. And this is the hard work that you're doing, that your listeners are doing every day, that we're trying to do at the Democratic Party, which is to get the truth out about this guy while the primary is raging. Because our job is that by the time we have our Democratic nominee on August 9th of 2022, this year, by the time that moment arrives, we need to have disqualified Ron Johnson from getting another term. We need a majority of Wisconsinites who say that they don't want to reelect him and they disapprove of the job he's doing and they're looking for an alternative. And then in the final sprint, we have to make sure people understand that the Democratic nominee, whoever she or he is, whoever he or she is, want to be completely neutral in this primary, it's my job as the party chair, whoever that nominee is an acceptable alternative to Ron Johnson, is you know, promoting a vision that people believe in. But fundamentally, people have to already be sold on not reelecting this guy. By the time we're in the last stretch of this election, we need to just be reminding people of what they found so unacceptable about Ron Johnson, not trying to introduce new information at a moment when people will kind of already have made up their minds about, you know, which camp they're in. That's our job, and that work starts now.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Ben, there is a Democratic incumbent in the governor's office, and he's on the ballot as well, Tony Evers. Tony's going to have a heavy lift in no small part because we've lived through a pandemic. And people are all, I mean, Democrats, we're sick of the pandemic, wearing the mask, getting the vaccines. We're all sick of it. And people want to blame somebody. And I think in some small part, Tony Evers is going to get blamed, rightly or wrongly, probably wrongly. But there's going to be a heavy lift. And right now, there's only one prominent candidate running against him, Republican Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. And she's gone full Trumpster, Ben. And she's not seeking, you know, to be a suburban mom and encourage those that didn't like Donald Trump. She's gone full Trump. She's gone full Ron Johnson. I think it's a disastrous tact. What do you think, sir?
She goes out on the campaign trail and says Republicans have to hire mercenaries and run knives out. I mean, she's using, in the wake of January 6th, she's using these militaristic, like violent metaphors for what they need to do. It's horrible, but I actually think it's bad political strategy. I think if 2020 taught us anything, is that people would like to turn down the temperature and calm things down a little bit. Tony Evers is your guy for that. He is a person who wakes up in the morning, uses common sense, and tries to do the right thing for people. And if you want to get finished with this pandemic, as all of us desperately, urgently do, you want someone who's actually going to, you know, make a plan and do it to end the pandemic, as opposed to somebody like Rebecca Clayfish, who literally has no plan whatsoever to confront the pandemic. Her only plans are about, you know, letting people into nursing homes without having to do masks and like this stuff that would actually just put more people's lives at risk. She's running an anti-COVID campaign, but she has no actual vision for running the state, other than she wants to put the state legislature in charge of our elections. Which, if you've ever seen our state legislature in action, you can predict exactly how that would go. So, Clayfish, it's striking. You know, this is a challenging environment. There's no sugarcoating it for Democrats. Wisconsin is a challenging state always. We're a state that over and over has incredibly close races. But Republicans, by letting Rebecca Clayfish become the clear frontrunner in the Republican primary, I think they're making a huge mistake. Because she's not the kind of candidate you want to bank your party's fortunes on. And with Governor Evers, people... like whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, you know that he's a fundamentally decent human being who is just trying to think about how to do the right thing for people. And that's the kind of baseline for a public servant that he meets 100% of the time, and Rebecca Clayfish doesn't come close to.
Ben, short on time in this segment. We got you for one more, I believe.
Yes.
Has the door knocking begun? I realize with the Omicron variant, it's very difficult. It's very infectious. Is it too early for the door knocking? Has it begun on the Democratic side?
I started knocking on doors again in July of 2021. We knocked on doors all over the state last fall. We'll be knocking again this spring, hopefully on the other side of an Omicron peak.
Come back with us. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler, more Devil's Advocates, the 4 o'clock happy hour, the magical Monday edition. It rolls on. We'll be right back. Keep your-